Ever walk through an empty parking garage or some public place that isn't crowded or well-lit and get a creepy vibe? You might even feel the place is unsafe, even when there's no evidence of it. That led University of Michigan marketing professor Aradhana Krishna to wonder, can the right mix of sounds make us feel safe? She's director of the Sensory Marketing Lab at the Ross School of Business. So good to have you back with us.
Good to be back, Cynthia.
First, tell us a little bit about your research.
As we know, people get scared of quiet, desolate places, and even if they are not unsafe, people tend to think that they are, and they get very anxious. So, I mean, these are called like anxiogenic, so these places become anxiety-provoking or anxiety-creating, and, you know, if they become considered no-safe zones, then people stop going there, and it can really harm businesses, or not just businesses, it harms life in general. You don't go to a certain area. So the question is, can one bring a feeling of safety to places which are indeed safe? That was the whole question.
And how did you set up your field study?
So in the field study, so this was a parking garage, an underground parking garage on the Champs-Élysées, and it had three different stairwells from which people had to use to enter or exit from the car park. And what we thought of doing was to see if playing different kinds of music within those stairwells would change people's perceptions of safety within that car park. And our hypothesis going in was that certain kinds of vocal sounds, and we were using animal vocal sounds in this case, and we used birds because bird sounds are considered fairly close to human sounds in, you know, in their melody and also in their language. And we were thinking that these bird sounds within the stairwells could create the sense of like social presence, that there is some animate presence, and that would in turn create a feeling of safety. And as a control, we had instrumental sound, which was matched in terms of, you know, the tempo, the volume, the rhythm to the bird sounds that we chose. And we also had a control condition of no sound. And then we were looking at perceptions of safety. And indeed, the bird sounds created a higher sense of safety.
Then you did the same experiment using different sounds. So as you mentioned, you played bird vocal sounds in the parking garage. Then you also used human vocal sounds, classical music, and no sound. What did you find?
What we found was that the human sound was indeed the best, but it was fairly close to the bird sounds. And then the human sounds and the bird sounds were doing a much better job of social presence and perceived safety compared to the instrumental condition and the no sound condition.
So clearly, sounds created by living beings did the best at making people feel safe, and that was reflected in consumer behavior.
That was reflected also in, you know, in their satisfaction with the parking garage. And in one of the studies we created, so in two of the lab studies we created videos. So one was a video of from a, you know, first person perspective. So the person's walking in. So we took the footsteps of a person walking in the car park, going towards their car. And then we changed the background music, and then we made people see this video and ask them their perceptions of safety. And we did the same thing for a metro train station. Then we asked them their likelihood of buying a monthly pass for the metro train station, and we saw that their willingness to purchase the ticket was, in fact, very significantly affected by their perceptions of safety, and which in turn were affected by the background music.
What's the takeaway here, do you think, Aradhana?
So, I mean, the takeaway, I mean, it's like, it's twofold. Firstly, you know, we would advocate using vocal music in places which were indeed safe already, and you wanted to make people realize that these were safe, and, you know, if there was reasons why people were feeling unsafe in these areas, then we would say, yes, introduce these vocal sounds to make people have the correct perception of safety. But on the other hand, we do not want people to use vocal sounds in areas that are indeed unsafe and to create this false perception of safety. So you have to use these results in a very careful way. So, but indeed, sounds can be used to change perceptions of safety, which is, you know, a completely different use of sound in the background.
interesting research that will be published in an edition of the International Journal of Research in Marketing. You always do cool things, interesting things, Aradhana. It's always a pleasure to talk with you. Aradhana Krishna is a University of Michigan marketing professor, and she directs the Sensory Marketing Lab at the Ross School of Business. Thanks for taking time to talk with us today.
Thank you very much, Cynthia.